Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is Wednesday, October the 8th here on the show. We have a full slate of baseball today, and it's not just regular season baseball matchups where you say, oh, daytime baseball. No, we get postseason daytime baseball, which is a real treat. And from a betting standpoint, it's nice to have options. Like, Jenks, we were just talking about this, I think it was like the other day or something, where I think it's easier to bet on regular season baseball games because you can go down the board and see, okay, there are clear mismatches and say, I don't know, like the Dodgers and Twins game, as opposed to some of these postseason games where there is a reason these teams are still standing in the postseason and there is not that much of a divide between some of these teams. So it can make it more difficult to bet on these games, but there are different angles when it comes to the postseason. I know it's tricky when it comes to starting pitchers, how long they're going to stay in. And it's wild to me how much more it feels like managing matters. Like, it feels like in every single game, there is a question about the manager. And I know that when you're the manager of the New York Yankees, that there's always going to be questions that come with that. I feel like it's one of the toughest jobs in all sports. But the way that Aaron Boone has left in pitchers or pulled them too early has been a major talking point. And especially when I saw the card today, where I saw where the Phillies are going with Aaron Nola in a game that could be their last game of the season instead of Ranger Suarez. Did this surprise you?
Yeah, it's a terrible move. I think it's an awful move. This is one of those you need to take the name off the back of the jersey games. Do you know what I mean? Where, look, all things being equal, if you didn't know the numbers, you're like, you go with Aaron Nola. No, you don't. Not this season. Ranger Suarez has been infinitely better. Like, it's not even close. I'm absolutely going with the Dodgers today, and it's because of Aaron Nola. So I don't know what the thinking is. Maybe it's, oh, this guy is a veteran. He's been there. He's been clutch for us before. But the numbers are the numbers, and I'm not willing to bet on someone. It's like saying, you know, who we should trade for? Joe Flacco. He won a Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, it was a long time ago. So I'm not saying that Aaron Nola is that far away from the prime of his career, but certainly in recent history, he hasn't been good. So I was stunned by this. I did not understand it.
Yeah, he's a 6 ERA this year.
Right.
Like, he has been the definition of up and down. And so they asked Rob Thompson about this, and he said something to the effect of, okay, he's the longest tenured Philly. He is a veteran. But you could say all that stuff about Ranger Suarez. Like, maybe he's not the longest tenured Philly, but Ranger Suarez has been better in the regular season, and he's also had huge roles with the Phillies in the postseason. He even closed it out, I think, in 2022 in one of these big games. So it's one of those things where it's like every bit of ammo you're using for Aaron Nola, it feels like you could use for Ranger Suarez as well. And then they're saying, oh, Aaron Nola had a great start to end the regular season where he had like all these strikeouts, 9 strikeouts and 1 run, but it's against the Twins.
Twins.
Oh, newsflash, Yankees facing the Twins tonight. You're facing the Dodgers. So I feel like if this does not work out in the Phillies' favor, their manager is going to have a lot of questions to answer after this game.
And honestly, I don't know why you put yourself like tenure matters. I mean, I guess if you're celebrating someone's career, you're trying to stay alive in the NLDS. And you just got to go with
who's going to...
It would
be one thing...
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, but like,
no,
it would
fine.
Be one thing if it was a rookie. You know, if you're saying, right. Hey, this rookie has good numbers, but he's never pitched in the postseason. Ranger Suarez has been there and done that. So I feel like it's disrespect to Ranger Suarez.
I agree. And if you're Ranger Suarez, aren't you like, are you kidding me? Because you want the ball in those circumstances. Competitors always do. Like, I get it. And it's tip of the cap to Aaron Nola. He's the longest tenured. Okay, great. Do you want to win this game or not? And so I'm like you. Okay, he looked great against the Twins, a team that absolutely quit in the second half of the season because they traded everybody away. Like, this is your sample size. This is your reasoning. He's a veteran. He looked good against Minnesota. Okay. I don't know if you've looked at the Dodgers lineup recently. It's not the Twins lineup.
It's not.
Right.
I don't know how many future Hall of Famers are in the Twins lineup, but the Dodgers have three, and it's the first three batters in the lineup. And that's even being, you know, not even generous. Like, there could be more in that lineup.
Yeah.
But I will say this. It does look like Ranger Suarez is going to be the next guy out of the pen. So if Aaron Nola struggles, we will see Ranger Suarez. We have heard that. But, like, I don't know. It feels like it might be too little too late. So, Jenks, let's get into this game first, since we're already talking about. All right, so it's game three of the NLDS between the Dodgers and the Phillies. The Dodgers lead this series one game. Is it one game to nothing? I think it's two games to nothing. Where the Phillies could be going home in this game if they don't start racking up some hits, because it's not just the pitching that's the question mark in this one. It's the fact that the top of the lineup for the Phillies has been absolutely disastrous. They have gotten barely any production from their top three big names. Like, Trey Turner, I think, is hitting 143. Bryce Harper, same thing. And even Kyle Schwarber, I don't think he's even gotten a hit yet, if I am not mistaken. So it's one of those things where it feels like all the factors are kind of going against the Phillies. But I will say this. I kind of felt this way about the Yankees last night, to where it looked like everything was kind of going against them, and they made it a comeback. Sometimes when teams are in this desperation spot, when they're backed into a corner, they'll play better. But I don't know, Jenks. I still feel like the Dodgers are the play, just because, to me, they're the more consistent team. Like, you look at Yamamoto in this situation. He is the way more consistent pitcher. A 2.49 ERA this year. I know there are bullpen issues, but I feel like Sasaki will come in to close it tonight if need be. I don't think that, you know, we're going to get cute tonight with the relieving situation. And this Dodgers lineup, I think, has gone over their team total every single game of the postseason. So I feel like, for me, it has to be the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. I think you can play the Dodgers in myriad ways here. You can back Yamamoto. You can look at the Dodgers team total here. This is just a bad spot for the Phillies, and I think the difference between the Phillies and Yankees is that the Yankees were going back home, and there's something about that atmosphere. There's something about being in front of the home crowd, and also with the way that the Yankees have played, we knew at some point the bats were going to awaken, and maybe you could say that about the Phillies, but if you go back to the regular season, the Phillies bats were awesome at home, but then they would go cold on the road. Like, their splits between road and home are pretty dramatic. So if I definitely don't trust you now if you're already cold at Citizens Bank Park, and now you got to go out to LA and I expect you to heat up against Yamamoto, who has been unbelievable over the past month or two. He's allowed two earned runs over his last 33 and two-thirds innings, but now maybe the Philly bats come alive. I don't see it.
Right. I just feel like I can't make a good case for it with, like, all of the information at hand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm looking at team totals, and we don't get that 3.5 that we had the other night for a solid price. I think that's minus 180, so you'd have to find either something to parlay with it or you have to eat a lot of juice there. But Dodgers over 4.5 runs is even money. Jenks, is that the way to go, or do you go Dodgers run line? Is there another creative way to play this? Because the Dodgers on the money line is -180.
I think you probably just go over the team total here. You look at first five. You can shop around, maybe find the Dodgers on the money line at a decent price. No, you're not going to be able to. I'll look around for maybe the Yankees. I think I kind of like them tonight. I think ultimately you just find a Dodgers play and roll with it once you find a decent price here. Like, the Dodgers are hitting like crazy. They got a guy in Aaron Nola who can absolutely been hit up. Like, Aaron Nola's numbers are atrocious. Like, I can't state how bad he's been for Philadelphia, and I know it feels like I'm piling on, but I'm not. On the road this season, he's 0-6 with a 6.97 ERA. He has an ERA near 7 on the road, and now he has to go out and face the Dodgers, a hot-hitting Dodgers club? Yeah. Hit that over 4.5. I mean, yeah, he'll get pulled early. Maybe they go to Suarez, and then maybe that's how Philly keeps it close, and that's your sabotage factor. But if you're looking for a nice even money play with the way the Dodgers are playing, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, that, or I guess if you believe in the Phillies at all, like if you think they can at least contribute to the total, maybe you go over 8, because I do believe in the Dodgers bats. I do think they're going to score some runs. And maybe, just maybe, we will finally see some life from the Phillies' bats. Because I will say this, they are good hitters. Like, it's crazy to me that we're just seeing nothing from them. And it's not like the Dodgers have some guys out of the bullpen that can't be hit. You know, there are guys that they could get some hits off. You know, not everybody is throwing absolute gas. So we'll see. I do think if you believe in the Phillies at all, maybe you just play the over. All right, let's get to some of these other games, because we do have some good ones. All right, so tight turnaround for the Mariners and Tigers, as they are the early game today. Mariners lead this series 2-1 after winning last night. Tigers favored tonight, or today, I should say, at -115, Mariners -105. Total of 8.5. Bryce Miller goes for Seattle, 4-6 with a 5.68 ERA. Casey Mize is countering for the Tigers. He's 14-6 this year with a 3.87 ERA. So, Jenks, I think if I am reading between the lines on what you said earlier, the Tigers have the edge when it comes to the pitching matchup, but are you willing to trust their bats?
I really like the Tigers here. Am I crazy? I like a lot of chalk today, but this is not heavy chalk, though. This is -115, right? Yeah, so this is okay. I know people here, you're betting on the Tigers, and they cringe a little bit, and I understand that, but this is the one time. Like, this is the one time where if you're going to bet on Detroit, maybe this is it. And I will say this. Moving forward, if they win this game, like, all of a sudden, we got a tie series, and maybe Skubal takes the mound for Detroit in game five? Like, I can't put money on Detroit. But in this game, look, Bryce Miller is going for the Mariners. And just like I was talking about how bad Aaron Nola has been for Philadelphia, Bryce Miller has not been good for Seattle, particularly on the road. He will get hit. Even the Tigers are going to score runs against him. He's given up at least 3 runs in 10 of his last 12 appearances. He hasn't allowed fewer than 2 runs in any of those starts. The Tigers have not seen him this season. I don't really think it matters. Bryce Miller is 2-3 with a 5.56 ERA. I feel like the Tigers at home with Casey Mize, who has been solid, I think he has a significant advantage over Bryce Miller. I'm going to be on the Tigers. I just talked myself into it.
Well, let me ask you this. You liked the over yesterday, and if you think that the Tigers will have a fighting chance against Bryce Miller, and Seattle has a good offense, number one across the board in all of baseball, maybe they can scratch off a couple against Casey Mize and its Detroit bullpen, you can get an over 8 for -129.
Ooh, that's not bad. Maybe that's the way to go, because both of these guys are definitely going to give up runs, I feel like. All right.
That's how I feel. I think I like that a little bit better than trusting a side. And this one, just because, again, like, it's tough. Well, I guess that goes against the over as well, if you're saying it's tough to trust the Tigers lineup. But Bryce Miller does not feel like he is a lights-out pitcher, does feel like he's going to give up some runs here. So I think that's a solid play. All right, how about these other two games? So I know you like the Yankees today, so let's go to that one, Blue Jays, yeah. Yankees. Blue Jays lead the series 2-1, but the Yankees have all the momentum. After a huge come-from-behind victory last night, Aaron Judge putting on an absolute clinic. Yankees minus 185 today, though. So, Jenks, how are you playing this one?
Well, I'm going to shop around and see. Can I find the Yankees in the money line at a palatable price? Probably not. Maybe I'll play Yankees minus one. Maybe the Yankees on the run line. I just feel like that when you've got a bullpen game for Toronto going up against Cam Schlittler. I mean, Cam Schlittler has been great. I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed by the moment. We've already seen that, right? Like, last time out, he was brilliant. We saw Aaron Judge come alive yesterday. And then, even though it's a very small sample size, the Blue Jays' pen has not been good. They've given up 19 hits, 12 earned runs, and an ERA of 8.76 thus far. I think New York is alive here in this series. I think we go back to Toronto for deciding Game 5. And I'm on the Yankees. I just have to decide. Earlier today, you could get the Yankees on the money line at minus 167, but I think that is gone now. So I will probably look at them on the run line, maybe minus one.
Or if you're interested in a player prop. So Louis Varland was the guy on the mound when Aaron Judge hit that, you know, game-breaking or game-tying home run, I should say. Aaron Judge total bases today over 1.5 is minus 124. I feel like that's a pretty good look. When you have a bullpen game from the Blue Jays, Aaron Judge is hitting 500 for the postseason. 500. So even when he's not hitting those home runs, he is getting on base. So I feel like that is a solid play. Or you could do hits, runs, RBI. No, that number's a little too juicy. But I do think it's a big Aaron Judge game. Or you could go team total for the Yankees, which it's so early in the morning that we're not seeing some of these. Like, BetMGM has barely nothing. But I do think the Yankees score some runs. I'm not sure if I trust them, because I will say this. The Blue Jays have been scoring a ton of runs, too. You could probably make a solid case for the over as well. Total this one is 8.5. I bet you could get a decent price on an 8. A nice round number. We like doing that. So I do think the Yankees offense scores some runs tonight. All right, coming up next, we got to whine about it on a Wednesday. You know we love complaining. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.